Today is Friday, June 17th. We'll tell you a few of the key takeaways from day three of the January 6th committee hearing. It was mostly focused on former Vice President Mike Pence. Also, the number of illegal border crossings hit another record. Plus, we have a winner. We'll tell you which NBA team was crowned this year's national champion. One of the world's biggest sporting events could be coming to your city, we'll explain. And remembering the history behind Juneteenth, as we have two reasons to celebrate this weekend. Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Day three of the public Capitol riot hearings was mostly about former Vice President Pence. Lawmakers who have been investigating the riot spent most of the time talking about the pressure former President Trump put on his vice president to overturn the 2020 election, even though he was told it would be illegal to do so. White House staffers, lawyers, press aides, and a former federal judge all testified either in person during the hearing or in previously recorded videos. Here are a few of the takeaways from that testimony. Several witnesses said the vice president actually did not have legal authority to reject the votes and send them back to the states as Trump wanted. And regardless, Pence's chief of staff told the panel the vice president said many times he would not do it. Yet he says Trump kept up the pressure. Also, in recorded testimony, Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, says her father had a pretty heated conversation with Pence on the morning of January 6th. Hours later, Trump criticized the vice president during his speech to thousands of his supporters in front of the White House. And as those supporters started to storm the Capitol building, Trump tweeted that Pence lacked courage. The committee played videos that showed the Secret Service rushing Pence to a secure area. And they showed rioters coming within 40 feet of him, some of them chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." But former President Trump says he did not do anything to incite that riot, and he's called this entire investigation a sham. Before yesterday's hearing, he posted on his social media site, quote, "I demand equal time," likely referring to wanting the same amount of time on the TV networks to share his viewpoints. The January 6th committee's next hearing is set for next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. The number of people crossing into the U.S. from the southern border just hit its highest level ever recorded. U.S. Customs made more than 239,000 arrests along the U.S.-Mexico border last month. That's nearly 60,000 more than they arrested in May of last year. And officials think the numbers could go up even more throughout the summer because of ongoing hardship in Latin America. Although they're trying to avoid that by warning migrants of the extreme dangers they're facing. They're pointing out that at this time of year, they're traveling in one of the most remote extreme environments in the Western Hemisphere, since the weather is extremely hot and there's very little cover from the broiling summer sun. Even worse, they say traffickers are often leaving people stranded dozens of miles away from the border without a clear path to safety. So they say now is not the time to try to make that trek north. Today marks an important milestone in American history. It was exactly 50 years ago that the Watergate scandal began. On June 17, 1972, burglars were arrested in the Democratic National Committee office. And it turns out those burglars were connected to President Nixon's re-election campaign. They were caught wiretapping phones and stealing top-secret documents. Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein published reports about how Nixon was related to the whole conspiracy and how he tried to cover it up. That cover-up was actually more serious than the break-in, considered an abuse of presidential power and obstruction of justice. And by August of 1974, Nixon had resigned from office. Vice President Gerald Ford then became president and pardoned Nixon for any crimes he committed. Now, 50 years later, the scandal is being remembered in a few ways. Publisher Simon & Schuster issued a commemorative edition of All the President's Men, the book Woodward and Bernstein wrote about their reporting. Also, the Library of Congress has a new exhibition on display that features a lot of evidence from the investigation. And the Smithsonian is marking the anniversary with a political art show. For the fourth time in 8 years, the Golden State Warriors are national champions. They beat the Boston Celtics last night in Game 6 of the Finals, winning the NBA title. And this means head coach Steve Kerr now has 9 championship rings, 5 from his time as a player and 4 as a coach. And besides another ring, Warriors star Steph Curry took home his first NBA Finals MVP trophy, one of the only honors that had eluded him so far. Curry was in tears on the court after the final whistle. He said, quote, "You never take this for granted because you never know when you're going to be back here. And to get back here and get it done, it means the world." Now the Warriors are going back to California. San Francisco will host a championship parade on Monday. The biggest sporting event in the world outside of the Olympics is coming to the U.S. We're talking about the FIFA World Cup. Not this year's, that's in Qatar, but the next one in 2026. It will actually be the first World Cup in history to be spread out across three countries, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. But most of the sites will be here in the United States. Soccer's governing body, FIFA, just chose 11 American cities. Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Kansas City, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Boston, Philadelphia, Miami, and the New York City area. Plus three more sites in Mexico and two in Canada. Specific sites for each round will be announced later, but you can expect them to be in NFL stadiums, since they have the most space for thousands of soccer fans, along with luxury suites designed to host dignitaries from all over the world. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, ZocDoc. I think it's so important to advocate for yourself when it comes to your medical care. I'm definitely the type of patient that comes in with my list of questions because, let's face it, no one knows what I'm experiencing or what I need better than me. And similarly, no one knows what you are looking for in a doctor better than you. That's why ZocDoc can be such a great partner in your search for the right kind of care. They make booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Simply go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a new doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. U.S. mortgage rates have now reached their highest level since 2008. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now averages 5.78%. An increase since just last week marks the largest one-week jump since 1987. These higher rates for a home loan, coupled with climbing home prices, mean some Americans can no longer afford to buy a home. But analysts say the higher rates could finally cool down the housing market and bring prices lower. Of course, it's a ripple effect from the Federal Reserve raising the key interest rate this week, part of an effort to curb inflation and slow the economy. Though some worry it could go too far and tip the U.S. into a recession. To be continued. Cosmetics giant Revlon, which has impacted the beauty industry for the last 90 years, has now filed for bankruptcy. The AP reports the company was already dealing with rising debt, and things got worse since the pandemic started. Think less need for lipstick when people are wearing masks. And then came the global supply chain issues, on top of even more competition from other big rivals and celebrities with big social media followings. But filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection does not necessarily mean Revlon is completely shutting down. Revlon CEO said the bankruptcy filing will, quote, allow Revlon to offer our consumers the iconic products we have delivered for decades while providing a clear path for our future growth. Downtown Las Vegas will soon have more underground tunnels. The city council gave an unanimous thumbs up to Elon Musk's The Boring Company's plans to expand its system of tunnels there. When the so-called Vegas Loop project is completed, the underground tunnels are expected to have 51 stops and cover 29 miles, transporting 57,000 passengers each hour. For now, though, the Vegas Loop only has 1.7 miles of tunnels up and running, taking people across the convention center campus. It turns a 25-minute walk into a 2-minute ride in a Tesla with a human driver. The president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority says he expects the tunnel system beneath the Strip to start running by next year. Well, this weekend, Americans have a couple different reasons to celebrate. First up, this Sunday is Juneteenth. The annual holiday commemorates the day when the last enslaved Black people learned they were free. It was June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers made it all the way down to Galveston, Texas, to bring the news, their very last stop. It was 2 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation declared all slaves free. So this weekend, people will hold parades, cookouts, family gatherings, and more. There are even some big festivals happening. And since Juneteenth officially became a federal holiday last year, a lot of employees are getting Monday off work. Also, here's your reminder that Sunday is Father's Day. And this year, Americans are expected to spend $20 billion on Father's Day activities. That's according to the National Retail Federation. It says people plan to spend an average of $172 each, mostly on special Father's Day outings like dinner or brunch. And a lot of restaurants are offering deals to help out. Like the Cheesecake Factory will give anyone who buys a $100 gift card another $25 gift card for free. To all the dads out there listening, happy Father's Day. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. One of the things I love about my Rothy's shoes is their versatility. Rothy's work great with every outfit. I can put on my pointed toe black flats with yoga pants to walk around the block or grab a quick lunch, or wear my red Rothy's flats with jeans or dressier pants for a work conference or night out. Or I love wearing my Rothy's white lace-up sneakers for traveling and commuting because they make it easy to walk around the airport and keep my feet warm on the plane, all while allowing me to stay stylish on the go. And really, I can wear any of my Rothy's shoes in any of these scenarios and beyond. They're all comfortable, they're all cute, and they all bring me compliments almost every time I wear them. Plus, you know that I love Rothy's focus on sustainability. So, your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. All month, we are partnering with our friends over at Upworthy. So here's Todd Perry, host of the Upworthy Weekly Podcast, with a look at an interesting new Harvard study that we hope makes you feel a little more optimistic.
A study done by researchers from Harvard found a correlation between lifespan and optimism in women. The authors discovered that optimistic women live longer, many past the age of 90. The study reveals that a lot of the factors we traditionally think of as contributing to longevity, such as diet, exercise, and other lifestyle choices, don't seem to hold as much weight as an optimistic outlook. When compared to the least optimistic participants, the optimistic women had a 5.4% longer lifespan. According to the CDC, the average life expectancy for women is 80.5 years, so those who have a more optimistic outlook might live 10 years longer than the current average lifespan. So have a big piece of pie this weekend, Erica, because according to science, as long as you eat it with a positive attitude, it won't harm you a bit.
I like that idea. Thank you, Todd. You can catch Todd and his co-host Allison Rosen on the Upworthy Weekly Podcast. New episodes come out every Saturday, and it's such a fun, lighthearted show. So find it in your podcast app and add it to your playlist. All right, we will be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. We are talking to an analyst from GasBuddy who helps explain why gas prices are going up so much, how they're set in the first place, his prediction for what's next, and the best thing you can do to pay less at the pump. Then join us again on Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.